GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. Email.
You've got mail.
Coming in for the computer geeks, Chris Downs of Chris Downs Computer Room and Chris Quimby of Midcoast iPhone Repair, our guests on GHRT, the computer geeks. This listener, I'm going to paraphrase. It's back to school. I want to be able to get the kids off the internet by pressing a button on my phone. They've heard of apps or devices that they can use to instantly shut down internet access for certain devices in their home, and they wanted any insight that two of you might have to share with them.
Some Wi-Fi routers have that ability to set time limits and jump it on your Wi-Fi router and shut it right off.
Shut it right down.
That might involve buying a new wireless router.
I'd need more information. Like, I know in my house, we didn't want the kids on the internet after a certain time. You know, they say nothing good happens after midnight, so to speak. And my wife and I were getting older, go to bed a lot sooner than them. We would just go ahead and shut down the family's router when we went to bed. And they'd complain, didn't like it, but we didn't need to be on. They didn't need to be on.
Did they use a lot of data?
Well, the thing
is, once you're on a router, it's
they had limited. We parsed out our data, our shared data plan, and they only had like a gig or a gig and a half that they could use per month anyway. So that was an accountability element as well.
Do either of you use them? Chris Downs, I don't think you have anyone. Just you and your wife in the house.
Me, the wife, right? And the dog. So yeah. It's not a problem.
And that dog's not using up all the.
Yeah, my kids are moved out now too. They're adults, so.
Okay,
my daughter's
that?
Getting married next month. Yeah.
Really?
I'm officiating the ceremony.
Yeah, wow.
Great.
You going to scowl at the groom?
No, he's a fantastic guy. I begged him to marry her.
Really?
Yeah. Seriously.
That's
true
what
story.
It took? Wait a minute. No, that's
no, no.
Right.
Anyway, we don't have to. But obviously, you know, what's interesting is I have a lot of parents that come into my shop and complain about the usage of their kids, and it's easy to focus on them, but they haven't really tackled how to, and I haven't really tackled on how to have this be an appropriate place in my life. I'm on my phone a lot. Gosh, I'm on my phone during the breaks here. And
yeah,
and
we all are.
Sort of stuff.
We all are.
Yeah.
I noticed watching the great-grandchildren, the babies, the minute they're, walking at least, they see a smartphone. They want it. Mm-hmm. I guess it's the new pest. They try to eliminate. I mean, they don't give it to the kids, but I noticed one yesterday. The iPhone was down. It was pictures there. Picked it up. Start changing the pictures.
Yeah.
Knew how to do it. Knew how to swipe.
And the things that people are engaged on them aren't always bad things, but if they're keeping you from better things. Like, I noticed the first few years I had a smartphone, I read books less, and I was in a pretty good groove of reading books. And it wasn't like I was reading like Kindle app books. I was just like on Facebook getting upset at the pithy things that were said on there, but asking myself, why was I still on there?
I say that often. That's pithy.
You must have good friends of pithy. Did you find when screens became the thing, Chris Downs, that you found yourself spending more time screen, or is it because it's your business, you were there anyway?
I didn't go to smartphones until I had my business.
Mm-hmm.
So my business has been my excuse to be on Facebook reading pithy things.
Yeah, but what about the cat videos that you had a problem with there?
I don't really
years
like
ago.
Cats.
Those are
pissy.
No, you
were a dog guy.
That was the thing with
Hang
you
on.
Years ago, the cat videos.
No, stop it. Caller, hello, the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. You're on with the computer geeks, Chris and Chris. What's your question, caller?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I just had a question. It seems like everybody has Messenger and Facebook now, and a while ago, a buddy of mine called me. He goes, hey, what'd you want? And I'm like, I didn't want anything. He goes, well, you messaged me on Messenger and said to call you. And I'm like, no, I didn't. So I went on to my Facebook, and of course, after a lot of searching, because I'm computer illiterate, I finally found where someone was logged onto my account out of two locations in Massachusetts. So I went in, changed my password back, you know, everything around. A couple days later, same thing's happening again. I go back in there, and I find out different locations where somebody is accessing my account. They're on my account. And I'm like, how does this happen? And how can it continue even after you change your password? Or am I just being paranoid?
I wonder how you're a valuable person, apparently, that hackers found a desirable target, I guess. Guys, what do you think?
Well, I'm not sure how they're getting his password each time. If changing your password was the right thing to do. But there's something else that happens on Facebook. It doesn't exactly what this fellow described, but someone can spoof your account, and by that I mean they can just copy your picture, use your name, and they look exactly like you to your Facebook friends. Mm-hmm. So if you're getting a Facebook friend request from somebody you think is already your Facebook friend, that's someone who's basically copied them. Now, well, I don't know if this guy is being copied or actually someone's taking over his account.
That's everything you said is true. My guess is he's speaking of something different and maybe referring to something in the settings I've seen in Facebook before where you could, under the security, it'll show you the different places that you have logged in recently. And I'm guessing this guy might have gone and seen that actually
that's what it
people
sounded
are
like, yeah.
logging in Massachusetts. But I don't have an answer to that. I mean, even if your password was 123456, why would they target your account? If you went through Massachusetts and stopped at a public library and logged into your Facebook or something, I can see why it would. You're still on the air? Okay. Yeah. So nothing like that. You hadn't been through there at all?
No, not at all. Last time I was in Boston is when my children were little. And that was, holy cow, that was 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah, no, that's creepy.
So it's just, I know, that's what freaked me out. So unfortunately, you know, I keep track of my grandchildren and everything on Facebook, so I deleted it because I didn't know what was going to go on. I checked all my credit cards.
Yeah.
Nothing has been, you know, in disarray there. But it's just like I said, it kind of creeps me out that even though I've changed my password several times, I go back in there and it's showing where someone has logged onto my account.
Now,
I don't know.
Are they posting from your account all these times, or are you just seeing evidence that somebody logged in from a certain area? Because I asked.
It seems that it's just evidence that they've logged in, and that one weird message to one of my buddies on Messenger for him to call me when I did not message him.
So one thing is, I don't, and I'm not an expert on this, so don't take me at that, but sometimes those locations are indicative more for like maybe the corporate headquarters of the internet service provider that you've logged in through or whatnot.
Exactly. And that I kind of wondered as well. And I thought, well, maybe it's just where we, you know, that Facebook bypasses through that location or something.
Yeah.
And the message your friend got could have been someone copying your account.
Right.
Did
so
you
it could
see,
have been coincidental.
But did you look in the history of your messages with that friend to see if that actually was sent from your
point.
Account?
You should be able to see that message in your Messenger.
Yeah, I didn't see it in there.
So that's
probably somebody
like
copied you.
I wonder if there's some way to bait them and draw them out by you posting something in your own Messenger and then seeing them, you know, snap at it and then, aha, I got
right.
you.
Tar and feather them.
Yeah.
Search for yourself on Facebook. See if you find another one of you.
And they may have
true,
it.
Yeah.
They may, but
I have to go back on and reactivate my account to do that, or can I just go onto a Facebook and open it up and try to look?
I guess you could have someone do it for you.
You could have someone do it for you, but in my knowledge, deactivating your account didn't go away. It's still out there.
Yeah, and one other thing too, that's recommended for people that have been the victim of spoof accounts is on your friend's end of things. If he went through Messenger and got to your Facebook profile or whoever's Facebook profile through Messenger, right underneath the cover photo, I think with the menu, one of the few choices is to report this profile or report this account, and it will cycle through a few questions to specify why you're reporting the account, and that's the healthiest way to let Facebook deal with these spoof accounts.
Caller, best of luck to you. Appreciate your call, 1-800-966-1039. You got a text message into you. This guy is. This guy also knows that big freaking hammer.
Careful.
I guess.
Careful,
be careful, because he sent this to us as well.
He almost said screwdriver.
What would be spanner in the works? Is there a certain size for a wireless router you could suggest? A size of a router for a house with 5 computers / pads drawing from it. Is it the size of the router that matters, or how much you're... What are you smirking at?
I'm trying to think of the router I just bought for my house. I can't think of the model number, but it's all about how much you want to spend and how big an area you need to cover.
Can we back up to, like, if you're only... Like, at my house, I have one option, and it's what I pay for is 4 megabytes per second that come into my house. It doesn't matter what kind of a router I have, because the limiting factor is what the speed of the internet is coming in.
Yeah, we've talked about that before, the funnel effect.
Yeah.
You're only going to be as fast as the slowest point between you and where you're going.
Yeah. I'm done.
So
it's your turn.
That clarifies it. Yeah, that's clear as
how much money you want to spend is the bigger question.
Well, yes. Yeah, so, I mean, what I would say is what are you paying for? What are you supposed to be getting for speed in your house? And if you're paying for like 50 megabytes per second and you have a router that's only putting through 10 and then you're splitting that across five devices, then you've got a problem that a new router can solve.
Did you find the lowest common denominator in that equation, George?
Yeah, right.
Because I was kind of lost on that one.
I just let these guys talk back and forth. They're good. What's new? The big story yesterday was Facebook. Is hiding numbers are considering how many like what you posted. Everybody was talking about that yesterday. They're thinking of hiding the number of likes that you get.
Are they going to hide the number of shares as well?
Well, they're talking about likes, and they're already doing it on Instagram because they want to take out the possibility of a popularity contest on posting. But I got 20 likes.
That's what it's all about anyway.
Yeah, but they're already thinking seriously removing likes.
Does anybody like me?
Yeah, no. Write more interesting posts. I think that would be one solution.
I think that's part of the addictive factor of Facebook and Instagram is, can I get likes?
Yeah.
Ego gratification and pride.
I love the one that says, I probably won't get any shares. Yeah, you won't.
Chris Quimby from Midcoast iPhone Repair on the east side of the big bridge over the Passaic-Sawakagan Brewer. Do not bring your old phones there. Do not.
Right.
No,
do not do that.
Thank you. But bring you, your Chris money Quimby. And your problems.
Yes.
MidcoastiPhoneRepair.com.
Or you can take your laptop if or any other smart device that's smarter than you to Chris Downs Computer Room. And where do we find you, Chris?
First of all, my new router is a Netgear Nighthawk, so check that out, caller. And I'm at ChrisDownsComputerRoom.com.
In case anyone asks and you're willing to answer honestly, you're listening to Tom Jones singing What's New Pussycat on the George Hale Rick Tyler Show on The Voice of Maine.
Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.